Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in the Day with Jay and
Trey.
She's sitting in on Mr. Mike again. Number to call is 515-602-9653. Guys, we got a great show for you today. I hope it's a great show. We're going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about, you know, life lessons, how they play a role in your growth. And sometimes the toughest lessons come with the most heartache and the pain that we often want to avoid. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk a little bit about the culture, the band culture. Y'all, my sign is this backwards again. Sorry, I forgot to fix it the right way. Trying to get everything else together.
I was on time. I was on time to the studio, y'all.
Yeah, okay.
I was.
Only because I fussed and had her come up here. Get a 5-minute nap.
I was not.
He was. She's trying to get a nap. But anyhow, number to call is 515-602-9653. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the gift. We're going to talk about, like I said before, culture. I got an update on culture, and I think you're going to like the update. I think you're going to like where it's headed. At least I hope you do. If not, it's still headed that way. And we just got so much to do, so much to... Why are you laughing?
It just sounded funny the way you said that.
Oh, got some...
Keep going.
So much growth that needs to happen in our community. I want to get back to our community for that, y'all, because the community is important, you know, for us. But you know what? We'll do that when we come back from commercial, because I really want to take my time with what... I want today's show, the temperature to be, I want to take my time with it, because I think that it's really warranted that I explain some things to you, especially about myself. I need to explain some things, because I've been hearing a lot, and sometimes, you know, you try not to. You try not to give in to some of the things that you hear. And I always go back to what Maya Angelou always have said, not only in her poem, but what she lived her life by. And she always stated that believe a person who they are. She didn't say these words. Believe who a person is the first time they show you. And after they show you the first time, it's on you to decide what you want to do with it. So, I've learned a whole lot this last year, y'all. This last year has been really, really trying. It's been trying, and it's been a roller coaster of emotions, especially dealing with people that's close to you. Interesting. Interesting stuff that we're going to talk about.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about it. All right. So, number to call is?
515-602-9653.
That number again
is 515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
You missed that song I want to talk to. The hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Well... there's a better way. You know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now. Mm-hmm.
trying to break out of the ghetto with a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across the 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman that's weak. Across the 110th Street, pushers won't let the junkie go free. Hey, across the 110th Street, a woman trying to catch a trick on the street. Ooh, baby, across the 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Yeah. Ooh. Oh. I got one more thing I want to talk to y'all about right now, if you don't mind. There's a better way out. Snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping out. Take my advice, it's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen, across the 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman last week. Across the 110th Street, pushing a wall, let the junkie go free. Oh, across the 110th Street, a woman trying to get the trick on the street. Across the 110th Street, you can find it all in the street. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, 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 oh. Look around. Just look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. Look around. Oh. Yeah.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success, Gastonia's hope for the future.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 515-602-9653. You're live in the day with Jay and Trey. What are we talking about today? Go ahead, man.
Welcome back to the show, y'all.
I did something wrong?
No, oh. I just said welcome back to the show.
Okay.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Number again?
515-602-9653.
Guys, today's show, we wanted to take a minute to just talk about something that I know probably a lot of people go through all the time. You know, the title of the show today is You Live and You Learn. And, you know, that's probably one of the truest statements that you can come across, because it's true. You live and you learn. You deal with different people, different personalities. You know, people are what I've always said on the show, either a lesson or a blessing. And, you know, at this point in time, though, I can't speak for nobody else. And I ask you about yourself. But for me, I'm tired of getting the lesson part. I need for people to be blessings right now. And I, you know, I try to reciprocate those blessings as much as possible. I try to be a blessing to everyone that's in my circle. Whether, you know, we speak all the time or we don't, or whatever the case may be, I try to be a blessing to the people that are in my circle. Because if you're in my circle, you're in my circle for a very special reason. And it's not because of what I can get from you or whatever the case may be. It's because I genuinely feel like that you are a part of my growth, my life. I just don't invite anybody into my life or my family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yeah.
You got to be pretty special for me to invite you into my life, because my life is really complicated, and it's been a complicated life. I've had lots of ups and downs in my lifetime being on this earth that God has granted me. More down times than ups, but it's okay. I thank them for those also. But when you start letting people in your life and they really get into your life and you make yourself vulnerable, or you, I'm not going to say vulnerable, well, I don't know. When you make your wall down, when you break your wall down, you let your wall down,
mm-hmm.
so people can get a chance to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been burned so many times doing that. Let people know me and then turn around and regretting letting people know me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you?
Mm, yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I just have to, I ain't going to say about it, but it hurts. But I just have to let it go. Because like I say, time is precious.
It is. And you know, and the people that I've had issues with in the past, or we see eye to eye,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you reach out an olive branch and they deny the olive branch, what do?
And you just keep going. And I mean, if they don't want to accept it or, I guess, be on your team, be with you, then what do? You just keep going, right?
I guess. I mean, I guess. No, you're right. You do. You keep. Yes. But like I told you on the other show, I had someone tell me that I have over exuberated myself. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Is the right word?
Yeah, it sounds right.
And I have over exuberated myself.
Overextended. I'm just getting exuberated. Yes.
Nah, whatever.
Go ahead.
Myself to being given grace.
Mm-hmm.
Or just being that person who just let things fall off, you know, my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you get tired of doing that. And the gentleman told me the other day, he told me that I was full of grace. He told me that I have grown the last couple of years because he sees how much grace that I'm able to give others.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I don't see it that way. Sometimes I feel like I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's not great. Sometimes I feel like it's, I don't know, just not speaking my mind when I should. And that's probably hard for a lot of y'all to believe.
So what is that word? Oh, there's a word for that.
I'm not being assertive enough. Yeah.
That's a good word, but there's another word. I'm going to have to sit here and think about it.
So, but from this point on, I will definitely make sure that my assertiveness is going to really cover me.
Mm-hmm.
But stop covering everybody else. Because at the end of the day, nobody is going to take care of you like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, sometimes I have a hard time dealing with that because I want to help people. And I want to think that people genuinely want to reciprocate the help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't mean help like in monetary or this, that's material. I mean, it can be all kinds of help. You can need a contact for someone to fix your sink,
okay,
or air conditioner, whatever. And you called everybody, but I might have somebody that's going to work for you.
Yes.
You might need to know where to get the latest shoelaces for your sneakers.
Right.
I might know that. Well, you can get them cheap. But some people will take that and they'll run with it. And
so they'll call you for the information,
yeah,
and then just say, oh, well, that's all I needed. That's all I needed you for at the time. So, you know.
Yeah, I've had people do that. And then those very same people
come back and need you again.
And what do I do? I help.
Open your heart up again.
And not only that, but, you know, there are people in my circle that has helped me tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
And I acknowledge that. And I appreciate that. What about you? Do you have those dilemmas to think about?
Well, I have before. Here lately, I haven't. I guess because I'm at work and then I'm back at home with my family, and I just don't.
You just don't give that no thought.
I don't. I really.
So when people who are close to you, when they don't treat you the way that you know that you should be treated, how does that affect you? Happy birthday, Jerrica.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. It hurts. And then I just have to, I don't know. Here lately, I've just been like, you know what? Okay, this is the way it's going to be. And then I just don't give it any more time.
I don't know. Maybe my mind is too inquisitive.
You are. Because you always say you never ask enough questions. You never.
Yeah, maybe it's too inquisitive. You know, I just, when I tell someone that I got your back, I have your back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I have your back. And if I tell you that I'm going to fight for you, I'm going to fight for you. That's just who I, that's my makeup. That's who I am. But when you have fought and you have had situations where you've had to cover their back and you never said nothing,
mm-hmm,
and then you turn around and get slapped in the face, then what?
For me, it's time to just let them go. But you would, what, give them another chance, another try?
Well, I ask God every day to forgive me and give me another try every day.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if I can ask God to forgive me and give me another chance, then why can I give that person another chance? But then I was also told, but God is divine. He can give you infinity amounts of chances. You're human.
Mm-hmm.
By default, you're going to get tired of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so does that make me a bad person if I say, okay, that ain't cool how you come at me? Or for instance, and you know what I'm talking about. When I first started in Gaston County Schools,
mm-hmm.
I had a situation. I had to deal with a situation with someone I thought had my best interest, but I come to find out they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really a gut-wrenching instance because I really trusted this person. And all along, they were going back saying this, that, and the other about me to other people, and it got back to me. And for you guys that are watching this show, when you say something about Jay, it always gets back to me. I might not say nothing, and I might not react on it when it does, but it always gets back to me. And here's another tidbit. I will not say nothing that I will not repeat. Just so y'all know that. I won't say nothing that I won't tell you to your face. That's who I am. But trust and believe, it always gets back to me, which I find that to be kind of interesting. Because half the time I don't want the information, but it always gets back to me. But anyhow, that person actually really took me down that rabbit hole. And I really didn't appreciate it. And I thought it wasn't a good look. And they done all this in the name of God.
Mm.
See, that's where I have the issue.
Yeah.
That's where I have the issue. You got all these people running around here hooping, hollering, jumping, crying, hollering. They love God and this, that, and other, and doing dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people are human. I know that. Some of that is ridiculous.
Very.
Some of that's ridiculous. And it's so hard as an educator, it's so hard to find the right camaraderie. Hey, where I'm at now, I go and sit in my room in my space in my area code, and that's just how it's gonna have to be.
Huh.
And I don't like that because that's not normal.
Yeah.
But that's just how it's gonna have to be. Because, you know, who do you trust? Who can you trust besides yourself?
So you have to trust first.
Well, I trust God first and foremost.
Well, and God, yes.
But I trust the good Lord all the time. Lord, I am not like some of these regulars that talk to you. He probably know that. He probably know, oh, here go this dude again. I gave him a little bit of too much special sauce. Cause he be coming up with some of the most. I just say that. Anyhow. Number calls 515-602-9653. The number again is 515-602-9653. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to play a clip. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to get into some more stuff that that's going to be productive that we need to talk about on today's show. I'm tired of talking about this. All right?
We're good.
You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
My hand, so I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands. That's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you,
and this Chase Amir, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is
515-602-9653.
Y'all, for those that are just... I wanted you to say it in your radio voice.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
All right, welcome back to the show. Number to call is
515-602.
That is not... Okay.
Stop looking at me. Okay, here we go.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is
515-602-9653. Look up there, you start giggling.
Because you sound like you're reading a book.
The number to call is 515-602-9653.
Say like Shirley Strawberry.
Sound like Shirley Strawberry?
You could say it like, yeah.
Okay.
Anyhow.
My voice is a little bit deeper.
You have to make it. Like, see if you can make it like that.
515-602.
Welcome back to the show, y'all.
What's up, y'all? It's Trey and Jay. For those of you who are just tuning in, we've been talking about you live and you learn in life.
What have you learned?
About what?
Living.
To don't let time
slip away?
Yeah, yeah. I say that because of...
I know.
My aunt, I just...
I know.
So I truly tell everybody, please don't let time slip away from you.
That's
you
right.
Live your life. Cause,
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yes, because we were talking with her the weekend before.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got that phone call that night, a week and a half later?
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's one of the reasons. Hey, y'all, so I can be a little anal when it's time for the show to start. Because one thing I don't like is I don't ever get on the air mad. I don't get ever on the air mad. If there's an issue that I'm dealing with, I try to meditate a little bit, or I try to get it out of my
system.
Yeah, my cerebral
mm-hmm.
thought process right now.
Mm-hmm.
I try to get it out of that before I go on the air, because you know a lot of people can tell when you are not in your element,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to bring no baggage on the show and expose it to the people that listen to this show. And for those of you who don't know, I have to say this a lot. I don't know why, but I do the Facebook thing because I want you guys to see us and be able to get some of the, you know, the background stuff and just have fun with us. I like seeing y'all. I like for y'all to see us sometimes. And that's why we do that. But make no mistake, this show is playing all over the place. It's on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the air playing all over the place in different states, in different countries. It's everywhere and streaming on the internet everywhere. I make no mistake. And I know a lot of people like to downplay it. You know, that's one of the things that that was really hurtful for me. People that were in my circle, well, I ain't going to say in my circle, but people that were around me, I come to find out they talked down about my radio show. They talked down about me doing the radio show. And I told y'all, this stuff gets back to me. It gets back to me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it shows low class when, you know, someone's out here who has, I have given my life to my community. I have given my life to young people for the advancement of them, for trying to teach them the right way, for fighting for what's right in our community, fighting for some of you knuckleheads that don't even appreciate somebody out there fighting for you. I have given my life to that. And then a lot of people will turn around and give you their behinds to kiss.
Yeah.
My brother, Dre Rock, what's happening, brother? I need to have you back on the show. We need to bring you back on next week because I need for people to hear your voice. They need to hear your voice. And for that, and for people to turn around and do stuff like that after you have, you know, given your life, your entire life to helping them get to the next level, they'll miss you when it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
They'll miss you when it's gone. And, you know, I've said that before. People are always talking about give people their flowers now. What's up, sis? Give people their flowers now. You know what? If you're going to be giving me some old fake flowers, just go on about your business. And that was...
Y'all didn't like the fake one?
Really?
I'm just kidding.
So, culture. Let's talk about culture. So, culture is definitely hitting the scene again. Culture, the new culture is the unmasked drummer, the unmatched drummer. Why not keep wanting to call you the unmasked drummer? I need for you to wear a mask.
No, you said that last time. I want to call him that.
Yes. I think you need a mask on.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, that would be pretty dope.
Like the Super Y?
Yeah, he have a mask on. Nobody even know who his face was. He had like one of them Zorro masks on.
Okay. The unmatched drummer.
The unmatched drummer.
Jale. And the GIF.
And the GIF are the new culture. You guys are getting ready to start seeing them do a lot of stuff on top of what the GIF has going on. You're going to start seeing them do a lot more events. They're going to be everywhere. Y'all go to, every time you turn around, you're going to be hearing culture. And you'll start seeing some stuff on social media with them. I just think it's a good time for them right now. I think some great things are happening, and I can't wait to see what this time next year looks like. And I am going to save this show today.
Mm.
I'm going to save this show because the next year at this time, I'm going to go back and I'm going to play this show. And there's going to be a couple of things that I want to happen. One, I do not want to have the day that I had today next year on this day. I don't want to have that day. I don't want to feel the way I feel today next year on this day. But what I do want to happen is everything that I'm saying that's going to happen with the GIF and culture, it's going to happen. And you're going to see this this day next year, I will be sitting up somewhere on the beach somewhere in Hawaii doing the show live from there.
Okay.
Pretty soon, I'm really looking at all the places that play this show. I'm really looking at trying to hit the road and go to some of these places, if not all of them. I know I can't get to all of them unless y'all want to see me in some of these places.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? You're going to be going too.
That's what I said, okay. Yeah. We're going together. Why do you giggle at me?
You make me laugh.
I must not have the radio experience, talent.
What is that?
I don't know.
The radio experience, talent.
The radio gifts.
Why are you doing that?
I don't know.
The radio gifts. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You're good. You're good for radio. You're good. See, because you're pretty on the eyes. I'm not, but you're pretty on the eyes.
Oh,
and so.
Thank you.
Ninja, you were supposed to say, yeah, you're greedy.
No, not.
Nah. Nah. This joker agreed with me.
No.
Come on. Oh, thank you. Yeah. And just left it at that.
You're pretty, too.
No, I had to ask for that. I don't want to be pretty.
I understand. I think you're handsome. But you always wear your shade, so.
Well, I just wear my shades. That's just my thing.
Okay, that's cool.
I think what a lot of people know me from is wearing my shades. But
yes.
It'd be real crazy if I took out my glasses and one eye on that way and one eye this way, and they'd be like, what the heck wrong with Jay? But like, well, I mean, it would be. I look like Otis the security guard.
You and these characters you bring up.
Mark Martin's characters are hilarious. That Otis the security guard is so funny to me.
Oh, Otis.
Yes. I think Martin was a comedic genius.
No,
just to
I
come
like
up.
Mr. The car man. No, he repaired the car.
Yeah.
That's Otis?
No, that's a... I don't know, the no good guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name.
Gosh.
Oh, I can't remember his name.
And then Pam and Gina when he left when she's on my they start singing the song.
Patience and planning equals the gift being fantastic and great. I needed to hear that, Dre. And I truly believe that, brother.
Yeah.
I truly believe that. I think he is going to touch a lot of hearts in this world. And I hope he does it with every bit of knowledge that me and his mother has given him.
Mm.
So my other son, he has a platform streaming, and I hope he does just as equally, if not more.
Yeah, he's getting better.
He has so many people. And you know what's so funny for this kid? This kid, man, my oldest, Elijah, the gaming raptor. He is very shy. He is a very shy dude. He does not like to talk to people, but he get on. I don't understand it. You can sit and be talking to him and carrying a conversation, and you're like, Elijah, hey, how's it going? Oh, it's going good. Yeah. But he get his behind on that mic, and he's like, hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Gaming Raptor. And I'm like, what the?
Yes.
I'm like, it's like a total transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that is his escape from the everyday woes of life. That is his escape. And just like this radio show is my escape. You know, I can be who I want to be on the air. I'm not saying you're getting a fake, very watered-down version of me. You're getting the real me on the air. What you see here is what you see in real life. Right?
Yes.
I'm not different on the air. In real life.
No.
The same person. What you see in her is what you see in life.
Mm-hmm.
How you see us interact is how we interact in real life. This is not a front, y'all.
No.
I know there's a lot of YouTubers out there, couples that they front. They be front. And you can tell they front. But this is who we are.
Yeah.
Chris says she escaping to Georgia.
We coming to visit.
Yeah, we'll be down there to visit. Yeah.
I don't have time to be fake.
And there's a lot of fake people that's around us. And we have to really distance ourselves from that. Oh, we will.
Mm-hmm.
We coming on down. I want to play this clip, y'all. I want to play this clip because it spoke to me yesterday, and I come across it. And it's so funny, when we were prepping for the show, the clip popped up. And, of course, you know, it's a clip from Steve Harvey. I love his motivational words. He's such a great speaker when it comes to speaking about relationships, speaking about, man, I don't know why. This dude been married 700 times, ain't he? And talking about relationships. Yeah, I ain't taking relationship advice. But what I do take is his life messages about dealing with people, how to deal with people, calling people who are not your friend for what they are. They're not your friend. And I get the most feedback from that video where he talks about people who are supposed to support you and they don't support you. And the reason they don't is because they're really not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
They're really not your friend if they don't support you. And I get the most pop from that. But this is another clip. I hope so, Dre. That's what we're going for, man.
Yes.
We just wanna give what we experience with each other every day. Cause this joker right here is something else, y'all. We get ready to do a whole YouTube channel.
What you mean I'm something?
We get ready to do a whole YouTube channel.
This one right here.
And I'm telling you, it's gonna be so entertaining.
It's not so. Easiest to live.
What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding.
I'm real easy to live with.
I'm just kidding. Yes, you are.
Why you saying anything easy to live
with? I'm just kidding.
I'm very easy to live. Don't listen
to
y'all.
He is. That's why we've been together for what?
Seven years.
23, 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 23.
It's our 23rd wedding anniversary.
Oh, sis, don't even try it. I'm easy to live with. I'm very easy to live with.
We got to get into the clip.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah. So let me play the clip. This is Quitting is Not an Option, courtesy of the Steve Harvey Show on YouTube. All right?
Quitting guarantees the failure. Once you quit, it rules out any chance of the mere waking up every day, putting the next foot in front of the next foot, at least keeps you in the game. And if God is waking you up continually every morning, once God wakes you up, that's a sign from God that he ain't through with you yet. That he has something more for you in store that he hasn't given to you yet. That's why you wake up every day.
Wow.
Because God has more for you. Now, all you got to do is understand that. Because look at this. The moment God is done, when you serve your purpose here, you won't wake up. But you keep waking up. Don't you understand that there's a higher purpose?
Yep.
Your goal in life is just to get into a relationship with God where you can understand the purpose. And then you got to match nobody else's. You know, quit trying to be saved like everybody else.
Uh-oh, here we go.
You got to be saved for yourself. You know, people all the time, I get questioned as a Christian all the time. I can't believe you're a Christian. You cuss. Well, I'm a Christian that cuss. You're still a Christian. Christian, I believe in God. Which one me tell you?
Yeah.
But if you knew who I used to be, you perfectly fine with this occasional cussing that I'm doing now. You really would. If you knew the I really did, you'd be okay with this cussing. But I quit worrying about people a long time ago.
And that's where I have to get.
Yeah.
You can't say. And then I was thinking one day, if the scripture is true, that there's none perfect, no, not one.
That's right.
Perfect, but there is a heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't no perfect people, who go? Because ain't anybody perfect. So who's going? So I think y'all that'll just get to hoping just like I'm hoping that when we get up to the gate, God is grading on the curb.
What's up, NBA?
You just bust my car.
I'm hoping that 70 that I'm going to go to the gate with is a low A. And let me tell you something. That's all y'all got. See, you might be a better Christian than me, but you ain't perfect. So now who are you when you judge a person? So I'm going to take this 70. I'm going to see how it goes. You're going up there with your 72. You go up there, you might go up there what you think is a 90. When they read it off, you might discover you ain't got no 9. So I'm going to just go on and do the best I can. You know, love God, keep serving him, talk about him when I get a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Pay him a little tithes. Do the best I can. But, you know, I'm an entry-level Christian. That's all I am. If you do advanced Christianity, congratulations. I'm an entry-level Christian. I can participate that way. I can't do advanced Christianity. If you slap me, you slap the wrong Christian.
Yeah.
Finna knock your mother out. Let you check.
That was Steve Harvey, courtesy of YouTube TV. YouTube, that is, not YouTube TV. But he said something that was on point. He talked about why in layman's term, why do you put all this trust in another person? Another person can't get you to heaven.
Right.
And that is one thing that I really need to pump the brakes on. I believe I put too much into other people sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because I'm a certain way, that I think that they should be the same way towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just don't think that way.
Right.
Some people think, oh, I'm going to get what I am. I'm gone about my business. Or I am who I am and I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to come to the realization that everybody don't have your best interest. Everybody mm-hmm. that call you brother is not your brother. Everybody that call you sister is not your sister.
No. Everybody say, hey.
Yeah.
It may not be your friend.
And everybody, now Drele told me this, and I hope he don't mind me sharing this. But when he told me something one day that really, really stuck with me, and I thought about it, he told me that when someone is constantly trying to tell you, I'm for you, or I wish you luck. Sometimes they don't be really wanting to wish you luck. They want to say that and throw that bad luck out there on you.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that bad negative energy and trying to disguise it as good energy.
Yeah.
He says, and you wonder why certain things when you talk to certain people don't come out right. It's because they're throwing that bad energy disguised as good energy. Mm-hmm. See, because you can say, man, I love you. I love you or whatever the case may be. I want the best for you. But if you're not showing that person you really love them and you want the best for them, then your words are just what they are, just words. You're not putting any action behind it.
That's true.
So I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about people who say one thing and do the opposite? Y'all, she's just too nice, y'all. She nice.
No, but you taught me to quit worrying about what other people think and say.
But what if it's the people that's close to you or you thought was close to you?
Mm-hmm.
How do you register that? How do you digest that when...
It's not easy to digest at all. But you just have to... We're different.
Yes.
We're different in that. Because I'm at the point now, I'm just like, you know what? You're either with me or you not.
And then I try to hold on to that. I got to get out of that.
We used to be opposites.
Yeah.
And now we've done a spin around, and now we are opposites again. But you're the
one.
You
put the voodoo on me?
No. Don't go there. No, we are opposites. But I used to be the way you are now. I used to be that way. And now,
yeah.
I don't have
Chris said, get them your ass to kiss.
See?
They have no tolerance for fake.
See? No, I have no tolerance for fake people.
And yeah, I get that.
Time is, oh.
Yes, and I've wasted time too much time fooling with people who don't have the same interest that I have for them in
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
And the time of that is over. Time for that is over. I'm not doing that no more. Because that's very draining. It's very, very, very draining. And I don't understand how people can live with themselves when they do others like that, especially people who have genuinely been good to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
things will be easy for them.
What do you mean?
Whatever they're, you know, trying to pursue, whatever. I just don't think things will be easy for them.
Karma finds you, baby.
Yeah, that's it.
Karma finds you. Karma finds you.
Because I'm not, don't put that, I'm trying my best not to put negative energy out anywhere. I want positive vibes around me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you got negative energy with you, it makes my day. Ugh.
Yeah.
Longer and harder than it should be. But when I'm positive, got my head up, I've had my conversation with God on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Life is good.
Yeah. Number to call is 515-602-9653.
The number to call is 515-602-9653.
Y'all, she's so late.
I didn't realize you were going to have me say it. Because the other day I said it after you, and you're like, oh, you sound like a parrot.
You did. Every time I say it, I'd be like, number to call. You like that. Number to call.
515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk. And they ain't come to see you, cause it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic, with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk, flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they can get on and do a thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do a thing. I carry the heavy load. Dropping off, is it the funk I'm gonna bring?
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To robbed at 22, put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right,
all the mic behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. I got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'm gonna be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring.
The programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing. I carry the heavy load and drop it off because it's the funk I'm gonna bring.
Yeah, this your boy Ace Boogie from Caked Up Records. Coming soon, Street Coalition, the mixtape. Yeah, so prorated.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show. The number to call is 515-602-9653. You are live in the day with Jay and Trey.
Welcome back to the show, y'all.
Why you gotta giggle?
Well, welcome back to the show. Want you guys to continue to keep yourself abreast of what's going on. Rev, I seriously need to talk to you today, Rev. But for y'all that I'm always talking about, my guy, my mentor that I talk to all the time, he's on here now. That's Reverend Les Davis. He's on here right now, and I can't tell you, Rev, how much you mean to me, brother. Because when I say that I can call you anytime and I can speak to you anytime. I truly know that I can, and I know that I'm going to get the truth from you. I know that I'm going to get something that comes from the heart from you, and I can tell you how invaluable that is to me. Don't pay that no attention. I can get more time
when I need to talk.
That's right. You do.
I do. I call on you.
And that's what I'm here for. I never deny that. But I truly appreciate you, Rev. I do. Lots of hard times, but you're absolutely right. That's how she pulled me. see how humble that brother is.
Mm-hmm.
See how humble. That's why I can talk to him and just feel good
that's
about.
That's why he can see what he can see in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Hmm. My brother Dre Rock, you another gem, man, that I have. Love you, man, and you take care.
Yes.
We're going to bring you on the show because I need for you to come back on the show to bless these people, and I need you to perform. I need you to perform. But, I really appreciate everything that you do. I appreciate everything that you do because when my days are bad, you make them better. When my days are good, you make them even more gooder.
And you do the same for me.
I know, babe, but you know we got so many people out there that's waiting on us to fail, and y'all just keep on waiting because it ain't happening.
23 years, and I ain't going nowhere.
Wait a minute, why you say it like that? 23 years.
23
long years.
No, man. 23 years. That's long.
Gina done that to Martin.
What?
We've been together for 8 long years.
Saying it like that, 23 years is a long time.
Hey, Miss Clark, what's going on?
Hey,
how's it going?
Okay.
Is it that time?
I don't know.
Y'all, hey y'all, I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to start doing blocking more time for the show. We're gonna start going to an hour and a half show. I don't know if I can keep
Trey
home chili over here.
Home chili?
Yeah. I know, Mike. I said something one day. I said something. What did I say? Oh, man, what did I say? Oh, we had some kids talking, and one of them was like, yeah, I like her. I said, you think she fine as well? They talking about, that's so old-fashioned. It's like people don't say that no more. I just couldn't even say nothing. I was like, you need a whooping. I just couldn't even say nothing. She's joking, call me old-fashioned. Okay. I was like, but it's all good. I said, it's all good.
That's what was
at
28 today. I was like, what? Okay.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good. I'm doing good. Just trying to live, trying to work my way through this web and trying. I appreciate it. I feel good. I feel good. Just trying to do what
That's
we need
good.
To do.
I'm glad you feel better.
Yeah. Well, my time. My time. Well,
Supposed
your
to have me up here.
Yeah. Yeah, because this one right here be tripping. I'm not even gonna tell y'all. I'm not even gonna have her do a radio voice for y'all because it's you would have that in your head the whole night.
I don't understand. Well, I'm just having a hard time grasping what a radio voice is compared to me just getting on here and just being me.
I told you what a radio voice is.
It took a lot for me.
A radio voice. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You definitely alive in the day with Jake.
That number to call is 515.
That's not how it goes.
Oh, anyway, they don't want to see us do this radio voice stuff anymore.
Okay, so we're going to get it right. I'm going to teach her the right way, and she gonna get on here, and she gonna do it the right way, I promise you.
The number to call is 515.
That's not it.
That's what you just did.
But you're not supposed to do it that way. You're supposed to do the female version.
The number to call is
515. Why are you holding the mic like that?
Because it was right here.
Like you new addition.
Hey, the number to call is 515-202-9253.
Okay, I'll roll with it.
Okay,
y'all definitely need to keep contact with what's going on with keep up to date with what's going on with Drele, the Unmatched Drummer, and the Gift.
Yes.
And also next week we're gonna have Pigeonfoot Smith back. Bartholomew Pigeonfoot Smith. We're gonna have him back on the show. Y'all got to hear him. Y'all need to go out here and you need to exercise your right to vote in the Gastonia area. Please put the right people in the right places. Y'all got a lot of positions up that we got some fantastic people that are doing some great things in the community that y'all need to get out here and support. That school board and that county commissioner and I think it's some of the city commissioners, city councilmen seats, they're up. Informed voting, y'all. Informed voting. Don't just get up there and start putting people in places you don't even know nothing about them. Get them up there and they don't told you gonna get your left toe amputated because that's what we're doing in Gastonia from now on. And you be like, oh Lord, I don't put him in office or her in office. You don't want to do that. Mm-mm. Be informative with your votes. Make sure that they have your agenda. They have your agenda. They have the agenda of the community. Do what you need to do to get them in. And there's some fantastic people that are running. And my brother, should I say Glenn? Yeah, I'll say his name. Glenn Bratton. Y'all need to definitely check this brother out because he got a lot to offer. And I think right now we really need to be putting people like that in places that's going to uplift our young people and some of our elderly. Older people like me. Am I elderly now?
No.
Well, I was curious to see if you was going to say, yeah.
No, I was not.
Yeah, you are.
I was not.
You was going to say.
Not.
Look, y'all, we thank you guys for continuing to support the show. We do the show for you. I tell you guys, like I tell you each and every day, we love you with the greatest love we know. It's the love of God because he gives it to us each and every day. Y'all make sure that y'all keep in contact with what's going on with the Gift, with the Unmatched Drummer, with Drele, which is now known as Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, they get ready to wreck it up around here. It's getting ready to be a lot of great music played by them. Three talented, gifted, very gifted young brothers that are doing some great things. And I'm so proud that I'm able to be attached to them. Even though I don't get the support that I need sometimes.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on moving because they're doing great things. They're moving. They're making some things happen. I promise you, and I'll say it again, this time next year, you're going to be saying to yourself, dang, I wish I would have went and seen them when they was here. Mm-hmm. I promise you. And we're going to hold on to that. Okay?
What? Yeah. I agree.
Anything you want to leave with?
Yeah, support each other. Okay? Uplift each other. Please.
Yes.
Because we're not going to get anywhere if we don't uplift each other.
Yes. That's right. Oh, yeah, and you guys, make sure you keep on lookout for Dre Lay, the Unmatched Drummer, and The Gift. And look out, well, Culture, look out for the store. There's going to be merch available real soon. I know that they're going to have merch in the next show, November 11th. There's going to be a dope show because we got so many surprises for this show. They're going to be performing at the Wild Wing Cafe.
Yes.
That's at the Arsley area in Charlotte, North Carolina, October the 7th.
Is it Arsley Road or is it the Arsley area?
It's University area, but okay. It's Arsley. It's down there near the theater and all that stuff.
Okay.
I'll have the correct address for you tomorrow's show.
Okay.
But you guys make sure that you be on the lookout for that because it is going to be a very, very, very dope event.
Yeah.
They're going to be there and they're going to be thoroughly entertaining people while they stuff their mouth with, was it chicken wings?
Probably.
Because I know Elijah's going to have chicken wings.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole nother talk show, y'all. We're going to talk about that. She's going, I don't like that on the bone.
Uh-uh.
We'll talk about that another day.
Yeah.
Another day. We love you guys. And I promise you it's going to be a great ending of the week. Tomorrow we're going to have Free Fall Friday. And I hopefully I'll have somebody on here for Free Fall Friday.
To lie.
And I think that you will appreciate who's going to be on there. Free for all Friday, if I can get them to come. So, we love you guys.
Love you.
See you tomorrow, Free for all Friday. You guys have definitely been live in the day with Jay.
That's right.
Peace.